to say if there was a really bad wreck up the road and you went there, but by the time you got there, there's no need to call a doctor because by the time you got there, the victim was what?
Dead gone.
Okay. And you say in a dangerous situation like that, he what to be careful?
Drive careful.
Yeah, or he in a dangerous situation, a person what to be careful? Would you say belongs to be careful or ought to be careful?
Should be careful.
Okay, you say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you, what? Would you say dare not or dare something?
Oh, I dare you not to go. Dare you to go.
Okay, and you say, you're not doing what you, what to do. What you
supposed to do.
Okay. Or another word you might use, what you
should do.
Or would you say ought?
Ought not to do.
Okay. And if this is a kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Well, it's a hoot owl, isn't it?
Okay. What about the small one?
I don't know whether they can or not. I think they can some of them.
Okay, it's a kind of owl. The hoot owl's kind of big.
Yes.
What about the smaller one?
The screech owl, they call him.
Okay. And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Peckerwood.
Okay. Any other names for those?
Redhead peckerwood, I've heard it called it.
Okay.
Woodchuck.
Woodchuck, the same
woodchuck,
thing? Or what's the name for the really big one?
Peckerwood.
Okay. Okay, have you ever heard the word peckerwood in reference to people?
Yeah.
Is it insulting? Or?
Well, I've called people peckerwoods. Not a,
what does it mean?
Well, I don't know. Just a nickname given me.
It's not a bad thing to call.
No, no.
Okay. And this is a kind of black and white animal. It's got a real strong smell. About, this big or something.
Oh, cat? Dog?
No, it's black and white striped. And it has a really strong scent.
Oh, skunk.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Polecat.
Okay. And the kind of say if you had some hens and something had been coming in and getting the hens. You didn't know exactly what it was, but you might say, I'm gonna get me a gun and shoot those.
Coon or possum?
Yeah, or a general word you might use.
Well, I just said, no killing, that'd be my word.
Okay, would you say, I'm talking about the word varmint.
Varmint, don't you? Kill a varmint.
What does that mean?
Well, a varmint, that includes several, any kind of animal like that. A varmint is a polecat or a possum or a coon or anything like that. Small.
Okay.
Of course, after you got it bigger, it'd be an animal.
Okay, would you use the word varmint talking about rats or mice?
No, I don't think so.
Just sort of medium.
That come in a different class or something else. I don't know why, but it wouldn't be a class of the varmint.
Okay, and this is a bushy-tailed animal that stays up in trees.
Squirrel.
Okay, what kind of squirrels are there?
They're gray and red. Fox.
Fox squirrel is
fox squirrel, gray squirrel, red squirrel. I've seen them all. Perhaps I saw a white squirrel. Squirrel had a fair bit of coat.
Huh. Okay, what about, have you ever heard of a boomer?
A boomer?
Yeah,
kind of
squirrel.
Oh, no, not a squirrel boomer. I've never heard that. I know what a boomer is.
What's a boomer?
It's a boomer that you boom logs down with.
It's
called a boomer.
Okay. This is something that looks kind of like a squirrel and it can't climb trees.
That's a groundhog.
Okay, I'm not thinking of that. I'm thinking of something smaller. Little white stripes on it.
Are you, polecat?
I'm thinking of chipmunk or ground squirrel.
Oh, chipmunk. Well, a ground squirrel don't either. Well, a ground squirrel climbs trees. Groundhog doesn't.
Okay.
I never saw one of these. Little bushes get up in them, but that's all.
Yeah.